Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
Just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat with this guy, Stu Mack, Stuart McMillan.
Hey there, Scott J. Gow.
I heard you had a thought on what we should talk about.
I do have a thought. I was thinking about road trips.
Ooh, I love road trips.
Road trips, you know, you grab everybody, you throw them all in the car, and you just kind of like set sail. Are you a person that like over plans for road trips, or is it like spur of the moment thing, or both? What's the deal?
I kind of do both. I like a little spontaneity in my road trip. But I will book hotels or at least decide where I'm going to stop.
Yeah,
not necessarily. I'll get a hotel when I get there, but I might pick out the cities or towns where I'm going to stop.
Well, okay. Top five where you've been on road trips. You were already a well-traveled man.
Yeah.
I might not even get to say anything in this segment because I know you were like, I've been everywhere, man, kind of guy.
I've been everywhere pretty much in the United States anyway and some places around the world.
Ew, I see.
Five continents. In the United States, my two best road trips were both moving to L.A. and from L.A.
Okay.
The first one was all the way from North Carolina to Los Angeles.
Coast to coast, baby.
I took the southern route. So I took 10. So that goes through New Orleans and Texas, which is awesome. And then, of course, New Mexico, Arizona, and into Southern California. On the way back, when I moved to Louisville, I took the northern route, which was also awesome.
Yeah.
That was more
Rockies,
like...
Rockies, mountain. You get mountains
that way. Yeah, that's Utah, up through Montana, Yellowstone, and then over to South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, you know, that one.
Wow. And how long did you take during those two big ones? Was that a couple weeks?
No, they were each about a week.
Wow. That's a lot of ground.
It's a lot of driving.
Week.
You know, yeah. I set my bar at like 10 hours a day.
Right.
But that's still pushing it.
Mine's about 8 with the kids. Okay?
Yeah, well, yeah, when you got kids, it's a whole different story.
It is a whole other story. It's interesting because you want to go on trips with people and enjoy some of these things with people. But at the same time, there's something freeing about just jumping in a vehicle by yourself and just saying, see ya. I'm going to go check out the whole world here. One of our favorite trips as a family, Disney, of course. But getting down there was a lot of fun. And I overplanned everything and it worked out beautifully. So what happened was I was at a conference in Louisville, of all places.
Okay.
My wife and kids were in St. Louis. I flew them to Orlando, but they didn't take any bags with them. I was the bag
man. You were the bag man.
I already had everything with me in Louisville before they even took off. I had 13 hours to drive from Louisville to Orlando by myself. I saw the sunrise and the sunset, and it was glorious. And I'm a big thrifter. I go to all the Goodwills and all the little penny pincher places and see what junk that people don't want that I want that I get. I found the coolest stuff just going to like Goodwills and thrift shops. So I got to Orlando. As they're getting off the plane, I sat down for like 5 minutes and they walk off the plane. I'm like, man, could we not have planned this any better? And they're like, man, you really did plan that well. I'm like, and nobody was with me, and I stayed awake the whole time and didn't kill myself driving off the road.
Okay, so here's a road trip that is not really a road trip. I did it twice in Europe. It's a walking tour.
Ooh.
I did one in the Black Forest and one in Ireland. You start at one bed and breakfast. Then you walk to the next bed and breakfast, but they take your luggage for you.
Oh.
So you don't have to carry around a big, huge thing, just a day pack.
Did you take a trunk so they could carry that?
Yeah. All you do is walk, so you don't have to make any plans. You don't go, what are we going to do today? No, you just walk. That's your thing for the day, maybe 10, maybe 15 miles. You get to the next town, and you get into the toasty pub and meet the locals and have dinner and pass out because you're so tired. It's an awesome vacation, though.
That is very interesting. Yeah. So you get a workout. I mean,
yes, that's the other thing.
That's cool. I like that idea.
I mean, the only drawback is sometimes you might get caught in a monsoon in Ireland and not have anywhere to go. Or you could also go around in circles in the Black Forest and get lost.
And never be seen again.
And be, you know, go back to the same spot you were just in an hour ago.
And then they're doing an auction based on all the items that you had in your trunk. So they're just like, hey, to the highest bidder. Here's a baseball card.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's a goner.
We can't find him.
We haven't seen him after three circles, so...
That day I got lost.
You actually did get lost.
Yes. 22 miles I walked. 22. Wow. I had some issues that day.
Oh, my gosh. I can see that happening. So did you meet Gandalf in the woods by chance? No. Or like any other hobbits or anything?
No, I didn't see any hobbits. I went to New Zealand, and I didn't see hobbits there either.
Then no ring
to rule
them all?
I don't think they exist.
But smoking a big pipe like they do, that would be kind of fun over there in New Zealand. So you went to New Zealand as well?
Yes. New Zealand is the most beautiful place I've ever been. It has everything. It has mountains. It has beaches. It has glaciers. They have fjords.
Fjord?
It's
totally
Norway. You know, they're mainly in Norway. Those huge canyons where there's water cutting through them.
And oh, okay.
When you take a boat out there into the fjord, you're looking out to the ocean.
Oh, okay.
And the next thing that you would run into if you just kept going straight would be Antarctica.
Well, you win.
It's not a competition.
I know it's not a competition.
Dude. Hey, have you been to Branson? Oh, I went there once. Hey, you've been to Kansas City? They have good barbecue.
I have been to Kansas City, but I've never been to Branson.
Well,
you got me.
I'm going to have to go take you down there to see Dolly Parton's Stampede or, you know.
Cheerleading outfit.
Cheerleading. Probably doing We Will Rock You or something.
Yeah, We Are the Champions.
Or the We Are the Champions, yeah.
Okay, Stuart McMillan, thanks for your chat.
All right, hit the road, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.